Good morning. Just wanted to put the finishing touches on what's been a very positive offseason for us. We'll finish our work today just in the classroom and meeting-like settings. I just got finished with a team meeting. I told the guys it's been a great offseason, but. And I think that but is significant because legitimately, you like to find ways to measure offseasons and feel good about it, but the reality is these type processes are measured based on results. So our offseason, our training camp, our preseason ultimately will be measured on how we perform. I think it's important that the guys understand that. But as I sit here today, I feel good about the foundation we've laid for 2013. I like the efforts of the guys, the messages that have been received. We're just in a good place. But that doesn't assure us anything. We understand what we do moving forward is what's really significant. We've expressed that. We'll continue to prepare ourselves for the challenges that await us. But as we sit here today, it's been a productive one, and we're excited about moving forward. I'd be happy to address any questions.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, messages have been received. What type of message did you give these guys today to make sure they come to camp prepared for the battles they're going to face?
You know, it's funny you said that, Teresa. That's the word that I use, is prepared. I think that, you know, oftentimes we talk about being ready for camp, and I think ready is an emotional thing. I'm ready for camp as I sit here today because I love camp. I love the process of team building. But prepared is another thing. Daily actions between now and then to ensure that we're ready to take the actions that we desire to take. I'm more concerned about our guys being prepared than ready. And we talk openly about the differences between the two.
Was the health of the team where you would like it to be as far as?
You know, I don't worry much about health. That's something that's outside my control. I focus on the variables that we can control, and that's the work and readiness and preparedness of the guys that are healthy. I'll never complain about injury. I'll never make a big deal about injury. That's just a function of team. The next guys have to be ready to move forward, whether it's the fall or the winter or the spring for that matter. It's just not something I spend a great deal of time thinking or talking about.
But some of the guys that were out, you expect them to be ready for?
I do as I sit here today, but things may change, and I acknowledge that. You know, we'll play it by ear. Yes.
Alan or Brett?
Somebody had a question?
Hey, Mike, this is Alan.
Yes.
Hey, did you have any issues with the conditioning of anybody? I know that's been a priority of yours this spring.
Hey, I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. I didn't hear the question cleanly. Alan, can you give it to me again?
I'm sorry. Did you have any issues with anybody's conditioning? I know that's been a priority of yours this spring. And also, too, do you know anything more about your team now than you did when the OTA started?
You know, I do. I do have more knowledge about the team in areas that may not be important to the outside person. But, you know, functionally in-house, I've learned quite a bit. New guys, what their buttons are, how they learn. I think, you know, anytime you work with a new football player and we start the process of team building each and every year, I think one of the first things that you got to get an understanding of is how your new people learn. Is it classroom settings? Is it walkthrough settings? Is it physical reps? What are their strengths and weaknesses in that area in terms of the giving and receiving of information? I think that's the number one thing you learn in the spring under these type settings, and we can say that we've learned that about all the new guys. I think time spent has been good in that area. In regards to the physical health of the team or the physical conditioning of the team, it's satisfactory at this point, but obviously there's a lot of time between now and when we get going, and they have an opportunity to continue to grow in that area, and we expect them to.
Mike, you have a few new coaches on the staff. How was the spring from a staff perspective? Do you feel like you guys did enough to hit the ground running when you get to Latrobe in a few weeks?
You know, much like the players, it's been a positive spring. Of course, I enjoy working with the new men and assimilating them into what it is that we do. But we legitimately won't come together until we're faced with some outside adversities, some of the things that happen in stadiums and the game of football provides. I'm excited about crossing those bridges when I come to it with the new men.
Coach, you said you love training camp because of the team building, but also that's your chance to really see what you have in the team that is molding. How do you kind of get through the next few weeks leading up to camp when you can actually see what you have?
You know, just like the players, and I talked about preparedness, I have a, you know, list of formal and informal things that I do during this time between now and then, and generally is centered around creating an atmosphere and environment that's conducive to learning and improving. And that's what I'll do. It'll hold me off until we can get to Latrobe on the 26th. So I'll do those things between now and then, and it's always interesting. I always learn something. I've always end up changing something that I anticipated probably doing, and that's what the process is about. You know, I have a hardcore plan, and in general, with everything that we do, I have a hardcore plan, but I'm light enough on my feet to be open to change and potential improvement.
Mike, I realize you're always alert to any possibilities to add from the free agent pool. Do you need to go search for a particular position?
No, I think more than anything, we want to get the group that we have right now in the training camp setting and see what their capabilities are. Obviously, we're going to do our due diligence in terms of looking at the free agent market like we always do. Nothing is different in that regard than any other year or season that I've been here. It's just normal business procedure for us. We're focused on the guys that are us, that are working with us. But we'll, of course, in general, keep an eye open for somebody that has an opportunity to help us be the best we can be.